means eliminating the income tax, so families keep more of what they earn, cutting property taxes, so people can afford to stay in their homes, creating real transparency in our government, and making sure every third grader can read, because education is the foundation of our future. Paid for by Michigan First Principals.
Road Trip, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall, is the perfect book that will change the way that you think and will positively impact your life. 123 good words, motivational, inspirational definitions, and packed with very cool poems for each word, is a readable experience that you will visit time and time again. Available on Amazon Books and Barnes & Noble, Road Trip, Likely to Succeed, makes the perfect graduation gift. Enjoy reading Road Trip, Likely to Succeed A to Z, the Good Words Book for Success by Rick Randall.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this terrific Tuesday, January 27th. Want to remind you that this Saturday, 1 o'clock, the 9th Congressional District is hosting a Secretary of State debate. Now, I'm going to be down there in Rochester. I'm going to be attending this in person. I'm actually heading down Friday night and going to stay down there Friday night and then get to the event at 1 o'clock. I'm going to reach out to Braden Jacobazzi to confirm that they will have a live stream available for you guys up here in Northern Michigan to be able to stream and watch, listen to this debate. This is going to be the Secretary of State candidates. It's going to be held at a church on Rochester Road in North Oakland County, Oakland Township. And if you want to go there in person, Patriot Pat, others, Officer Rick, if you're listening downstate, if you want to go, let me know. We do have a couple of tickets available that I purchased for the radio station. If you'd like to attend, just text me SOS. And I'll let you know the address. I'll send you the flyer. And we'll see you there at 1 o'clock on Saturday. For others that aren't going to be able to get down to Rochester in person, they do plan to have a live stream. So we'll get that information for you guys so you can watch it online. Got a couple of text messages that I just noticed. Nancy from Cedarville. I like the fact that Perry Johnson is a businessman like Trump. We never got a chance to hear what he had to truly offer last time. Yes, having problems, issues with his signatures, never got to be on the debate stage. Definitely, definitely very much interested in hearing what he has to say. Patriot Pat texting into the show. And let's get rid of that screen and get to this screen. That's what I'm looking for. He says, and this is funny, I like Perry's messaging and his business experience. You can put me in for education advisor. So, yeah, definitely, definitely we'll be reaching out to him and asking him to come on the show and be very happy to forward your resume to him. Let's see, trying to read at the same time while I'm talking. Ernie, don't send me those during the show, please. I don't have time to listen to those, so please don't send me those long video messages. Hey, Christine, first one to respond about Saturday's event. Let me get to it. And do you plan on coming, Christine? If you do, I have 4 tickets available that we already purchased. So if you're interested, just text me back. Yes, you'll be there, and I'll make sure they have a ticket waiting for you. It's the 9th Congressional District Michigan Republican Party Secretary of State debate. Again, this Saturday, January 31st at 1 o'clock. It's going to be moderated by Laura Logan, Seth Keschel, and Dr. John Eastman. Dr. John Eastman, of course, was the attorney who represented Trump during the 2020 election, and still having to deal with lawsuits, lawfare, and them trying to get rid of his law license. So he'll be there, part of the moderating team as well. So make sure you got that flyer. And she says, yes. Okay. Then I'll text Braden and tell him one of the tickets is spoken for. Christine Gray will put your name on it. We'll see you there. Long time no see. I got one other text message here, and it's kind of interesting. It says that Perry Johnson getting into the race now, along with the radio commercial, Randy, you just played, might put enough pressure on John James to reconsider his run for governor. I'm wondering if that was somewhat of a planned strategy. Well, in full disclosure, Michigan First Principles, Rural AM/FM, is the ad agency that sent us the commercial and sent us the check. So I really don't know who that is. And honestly, I don't even know how I'd go about finding out who they are. But the bottom line is this. President Donald Trump is absolutely hated by the left. I even got a report this morning from Anita stating that they're going to plan a staged walkout in Traverse City in the schools on Friday. That they are during, I think they, she said, the 6th hour, calling on the students to walk out of the building, and even telling the kids that do walk out that they'll have hot cocoa waiting for them outside. All as a protest against ICE and what they're doing enforcing our federal laws. Well, they're even trying to get kids to walk out of school. Now, if you guys have a student in the public school system, make sure you tell them not to participate. Just because all the other kids are wanting to go outside doesn't mean you have to. Because this is absolutely unbelievable that the left is trying to manipulate even our school students. Very, very sad day in America for them to feel that they can get away with this. Now, one of the things that came to my attention, and I'm going to be very carefully listening on Saturday, Macomb County Clerk Anthony Ferlini for Secretary of State sent out an email, and this is basically what it said. Have you ever heard of a forensic audit? My listening audience, Anthony, yeah, they've heard of a forensic audit before. Well, for those of you who have been courageously diving into election integrity issues, you're familiar with its importance and its role in preserving the sanctity of good elections. Despite what some are saying on social media, I absolutely did conduct a forensic audit of the Macomb County election server for the 2020 election. In fact, the results in the form of an executive summary have been on the Macomb County Clerk's website since January of 22. We actually performed the audit in 2021, and it was a priority from day one of my service as newly elected Macomb County Clerk. I did not serve as the county clerk in the 2020 election. That was when I was elected. I was very motivated to review this election and see how things were actually done. I believe I'm the only county clerk in Michigan to do an audit of this type. There is a detailed report posted on my website as county clerk, and I've shared it below in this link. So, very, very, very interesting to see this coming out from Anthony, and also, of course, seeing him traveling around northern Michigan and getting his picture taken with folks like Dare Rendon, the first district congressional chair, and some other folks that was attending a meeting where he was at. So pretty interesting photographs and pictures from northern Michigan. Now, of course, Cheryl Guy was the clerk in Antrim County during and after the 2020 election. And although she did not request a forensic audit, one was performed as a result of Bill Bailey's lawsuit. You may have remembered Matt DiPerno was the attorney. Judge Kevin Elsenheimer was the judge. And he actually authorized a forensic audit of Cheryl Guy's equipment. That was done in December of 2020. Now, this, like I said, was not performed or done by a county clerk, but one was done here in Antrim County. We have the forensic audit report, and we've talked about it many times. The bottom line was the patch that needed to be put into Cheryl Guy's machine in the 2020 election was inserted incorrectly. It was a human error. And what it basically did is it screwed up all the algorithms in her machine, giving basically Trump's votes to Biden, Biden's votes to Trump. And that's what triggered the whole events of the November 2020 election here in Antrim County. For the early morning hours of the next morning after the election, there was for a short period of time maps out there showing Antrim County as being blue, that Biden had won. Well, that was very quickly found and corrected and changed. So it was resolved, it was fixed. That's the bottom line. So with that, we're going to wrap up final segment of hour number one, short break. We'll be right back.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
For all you folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. I apologize. The automation system is turning off my mic, and then there's a slight delay before the commercials start. So we'll get that fixed during the top of the hour break. One of the things that I think we need to look at very specifically is the experience, the resume of these candidates that we are comparing on Saturday. Anthony Ferlini, the current Macomb County Clerk, registered a deed, former state representative, former drain commissioner, former businessman. Monica Yutuma, businesswoman, no experience in politics whatsoever. Never been elected before, completely, like Vicky, a business outsider, bringing her business experience to the office of Secretary of State. Amanda Love, her claim to fame is that she was an assistant to Terry Lynn Land back in the day, who was the former Secretary of State. Well, I have a major problem with Terry Lynn Land because she was the Secretary of State that started giving driver's licenses to immigrants that had come into the state of Michigan to work. And while giving them their driver's license, asked them if they'd like to register to vote. That was back in the day called the Motor Voter Registration Act that she implemented. Dave Ageman's had a problem with that program from day one. when many of these folks were being registered to vote and they weren't even citizens of our country. Well, Amanda Love claims to be part of that. So not really sure exactly what's going on, but we'll vet these guys on Saturday. That's all I'm going to say. And again, I'm going to reach out to Braden Jacobazzi and get a link for you guys. Make sure I let you know about it before we head down there on Friday for the event on Saturday. It is going to be, according to Braden, it is going to be live stream. So for you folks listening up in the UP here in Northern Michigan, you won't have to trek all the way down like I am to Oakland Township, Rochester Road, 1 o'clock on Saturday. And depending on where the cameras are located, you might be able to see me there on Saturday. So, and for, again, any of my downstate listeners, Christine Gray's taking advantage of one. I have three more tickets available. If you'd like to sit with us at this event, just text me SOS and I'll send you the information to the venue, the address, like I did to Christine, and you'll be able to join us. And Christine, if you look really close at the very bottom, the address is listed there, Rochester Christian Church. It's located at 4435 Rochester Road in Oakland Township. So you can put that into your GPS and be able to come and join us. Looking forward to seeing you. We're going to talk with Ian Murphy in the next segment, the owner of the Iron Pig Smokehouses over in Gaylord. If you have any particular questions you'd like me to ask Ian, just text into my phone. Text line is 231-360-5140. And I'll be sure to ask Ian anything you would like me to ask him, especially about these pending lawsuits and what's happening in Sheboygan, what's happening down in Ottawa County. Lots of things to talk about with him. Also, the potential for the changes to the tipped wage law, something that is being considered to be discussed in Lansing this legislative session. They're telling us that this is definitely something that is on the agenda, on the radar, that they need to come up with a more permanent solution. And we'll have a conversation with Ian about that as well. Also from Washington, there is information that the president has been getting calls from Iran that supposedly, they are wanting to have talks now with the president. Well, I wonder if that has anything to do with the battleships that he's sending to that area, to that region. Now, all of a sudden, Iran wants to have conversation with President Trump. So we'll see where this goes. We'll continue to follow this. And like I said, don't be surprised if Iran decides that they definitely want to have a conversation with the president. Bottom of the hour break, top of the hour break, we'll be right back.